Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Conan O'Brien, it's finally happened. It feels like this thing's been going on for years. Conan O'Brien finally appearing tonight on TG Cahir on Ross and Aroon. When was the last time you watched Ross and Aroon?
I have never seen an episode of Ross and Aroon.
I think I've seen it. Did we watch one or two in college? Was there a thing where TG Cahir? Because it was like, it was groundbreaking for its time that it was the first Irish language soap opera, drama, and commissioned by, of course, TG Cahir.
Well, we studied Irish, allegedly.
Sulela.
In college. So maybe it was part of the course. I don't remember.
It might have been. I remember watching Booley, not in college. No, I wouldn't have been ever for Booley either. US chat show host Conan O'Brien to appear in Ross and Aroon episode to air Tuesday night. He's going to be speaking Irish during the TV, his TV drama debut. I don't know if it's his... Conan O'Brien will speak Irish during TV drama debut on Ross and Aroon tomorrow night. No, he's done lots of other drama before. He's in one, a movie out that's out now, actually, about your man, he used to write the spoof songs, the parodies.
Oh!
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes, of course.
And there's a biopic, a funny biopic, starring Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter, as Weird Al.
Apologies. The first 20 minutes of the show has mostly been two men trying to remember things.
Yeah, that's all. That's what life is.
Sorry about
that. That's what life is. Life is all just to remember. Anyway, Conan's in that. He plays Andy Warhol, apparently. And he's done lots of drama. Anyway, Conan's going to be on Ross and Aroon tonight. He was over here for a part of which I watched already, his Conan O'Brien Must Go, the Irish episode. He met Lynn Ruan and she taught him some Irishisms. It's pretty good. HBO Max, it's on streaming online there, wherever you get your TV shows. The American TV star said that having a chance to work with the Ross and Aroon cast and crew was a delightful highlight of his trip to Ireland. I've got a little bit of his appearance. This is Conan O'Brien walking into the pub in Ross and Aroon.
Right.
Chuck Teig?
Oh, it is.
I know that.
Chuck Teig.
And Conan, here he is, saying his, like, it doesn't seem like a very long cameo. Have a listen.
Diogwich.
It's pretty good.
That's Conan.
Huh?
That's Conan.
That's Conan. It's pretty good. Diogwich. It sounds the part.
Diogwich. Petra Dolgachin. Huh? Balloons.
What? So I got the Diogwich, which is hello, and then I got the balloons. The bit in the middle, I'm less certain about.
Diogwich. Petra Dolgachin. Huh?
So like, did I say, what have we got there?
Possibly.
So it's just a tiny part. So it's really like, Diogwich, balloons. That's all you got to do, Conan. Unless he's got more, we'll have to watch it tonight. Half face, TG Cahir. Sulela. I was telling you about my first ever appearance and only appearance on TG Cahir, wasn't I?
You did.
This is 2005 was the year. It was my first, I've never been on the television before. I've never been on the television before. And I'm going on. I've been a judge on this teen talent show for kids who want to be on the radio and present a radio show. And I was asked to be a judge. And then my job then was to go on TG Cahir and award the winning prize to the kid who won the competition. Congratulations. You did a very good job. Was all I had to say in Irish. That was the extent of my Irish. Congratulations, you did a very good job. Co gorgeous, Rinithu Jabanwa. I was bricking it. I was terrified. Straight down the barrel of the camera. Terrified.
Was it live or pre-recorded?
It was pre-recorded.
So you could have gone again.
But the thing is, Roisin does a whole spiel before the presenter. Roisin, this is on Pop Car, which is all like, August. I've no idea what you say.
He's not a bluffer. She knows.
And then
what
they're doing all this thing where the cameraman is dancing around. He's zooming in and out of the shot. This movement,
right?
And
youth television.
Me and this kid are off camera, we're off screen. Uh-huh. And it's like, and it's all, this all needs to be done in one take.
So it's all very dynamic, I guess, is what you're saying.
It's fast moving.
Yeah, it's bish, it's bash, it's bosh.
Yeah, but then if I screw it up, my one line, yeah. Called Gorgicus, yeah. Ready to job on wah.
Right.
Then they need to start again, and she needs to do her whole 3-minute bit again.
Guys, it's a dynamic beast of TV, so you've got to be in the spirit and the vibes of what's going on. It's fast paced, let's get it done.
It's a lot of pressure, though, for a person who has never been on the television ever before in my life. It's a lot of pressure watching her do her whole. And I was like, can you not just edit me in? Can you not just do the whole spiel and then like get a separate bit where I can get it wrong as many times as I like and just use the one that works? And they're like, no, because it's got to sway. The camera's got to come over to you and then back to Roisin again. I'm like, oh, crap. Even the kid is fluent Irish. The kid that wins.
Everybody in the room knows what they're doing. Well, almost everybody in the room knows what they're doing.
This is TG Carr. They all speak Irish. Mm. They're speaking another language. I'm there like, I haven't a clue what's going on. I just know she's going to come to me and regardless of what she says, I need to say, Co gorgeous, Rinatu Cha Bonwa.
Did you suck all of the air out of the room?
It was an instant vacuum. So I was thinking to myself this morning, surely there's no way, you know, to mark the momentous occasion of Conan O'Brien appearing on TG Carr.
Oh, hang on a second. How long ago was that?
2005, my friend.
You haven't, have you?
I have.
So what age are you here?
I would have been 25.
Right. Young Ray Foley.
Never been on the television before
TV
in my life.
TV debut.
Co-gorgeous. Rinatu Cha Bonwa. I have the video.
Wow.
I have never watched this. Ever. I didn't even watch it this morning. I just found a file on my old hard drive that says Pop 4-2005-04-10. So it's the 10th of the 4th. So it's, what, 19 years ago? No, almost exactly 19 years ago in 3 weeks. Do you want to have a watch of it?
Do I?
I haven't watched any.
Let me move around.
That's Roisin, isn't it? Roisin, you home on?
It is.
Love Roisin. She's so cool and fabulous. And why get Roisin on? Can we get Roisin on for something?
Yeah.
Is she still doing telly? By the way, I have no idea what she's saying here now. I'm standing off camera. I'm standing off screen. Oh, God, I'm even sweating now. Just watching the
she's got cool one of those cool handheld mics as well. This is very cool.
But do you know why that is? Because she needs to hand the bloody thing to me in a second.
Oh, no. Sweaty hands falling.
I'm puking. I'm going to puke. Ready?
I think so.
Go on, back to where.
Kata, on BCI, the commission quailed on the hern at Dagri on Comortis. Glock, she's thoshing port of Sukhomortis. Midlands.
Look how casual she is.
Yeah.
Look how cool and casual she is. She's
memorised all
she's
of it.
She's rattling out. No, she's not memorising it. She's just saying it. And why is she saying it? Because she can just say it. That's talent. She's done loads of telly, this one. She's brilliant. I love Roisin. Get her on.
Do you know in this scenario, do you know what your cue is? Do you know when you come in?
All I know is the woman will come over to you and then you'll need to say Co-gorgeous, Rinatu Cha Bonwa.
Okay.
Congratulations, you did a very good job.
103, Red FM, Clare FM, Highland Radio.
So this is the thing, that this competition was run on all these radio stations and I was the judge.
Bin 103.8 August beat 102.103. Bin the Multary Gaisach le Drew Disky on the Stoshner Fad. Ach, a new Tabuter Rowney Jacob. Scott de Butler, oh, Spin 103.8. Cohort was that, Scott? What do you answer also, I think?
There's Scott. Scott's fluent as well. Scott can chat away. He can do a little. By the way, I'm now there's a child on and
you're still out of shot.
I'm still not in the shot.
Why did they need you?
On the verge of tears. Just, they needed me to make it official? No, they didn't need me. Just Roisin could have done it.
She's doing it right now. She's literally just congratulated the guy.
It's not official until I congratulate him.
Right.
Until my first ever television appearance, I have to congratulate this child in Irish on the telly.
Fair play, let's kill her for to Sims Radio.
I don't want to go through with this now. I know I'm just sweating here.
It's all coming back to you.
Augustration just VMA hooked, just brag them say.
Is there well if I go burn radio machine?
But brag them say, Shane,
Augustus chatting away. I'm like, I don't know, I do. What are they talking about? What are they saying? Oh God, she's going to come to me any second now. I mean, this conversation is going to dry up. So, and I'm next. I think I'm next.
Oh, I'll go back to you.
Well, fair play,
I'm off camera doing that.
Hand, cut it off.
The hand across my neck movement, rushing. No, I can't do
don't
it.
Don't come to me. Don't come.
Just leave it. Just go straight through.
It's pulling out the camera.
The shot is widening, guys. Yeah. So there's two people in the frame thus far. They're widening it out.
BCI and Shalin, the couple of fuckle are off. All right. Lisa.
This is Lisa Nikushla. She works for the BCI. BCI, the broadcaster. So no, there's a third person in the shot. Oh,
wow, they're really dragging us out.
This is Scott. Sean Tarnavin, the Chamorta Shoreal DJ.
She's very good as well.
The Bianchaid on Ivarkni Zirda Nomar Vishal.
I like her.
So the job Dacher Lidinov Ignamultori, Augustine Mask, V. Padamagahini at Toy Gopper Lifton Sharp.
And this pumping dance beat in the background.
It's all about momentum.
And they're chatting away, and it's fast, it's pacey, it's fun, it's cool, it's for TG Carr, it's for the kids. Oh my God, this is going to be amazing.
And I'm gone.
It's literally 1.5 seconds of screen time. That was the first time I was ever on the telly. Oh my God, look at the sweat pouring out of me.
Do you know, it wasn't that. So he's dressed casually in a navy polo shirt, I think.
I was dressed very 2005.
But you stepped into the shot with confidence. I think you're doing yourself a disservice here.
But look, did you see how long they lasted? Like, she's like, hour and a half chat. Yeah. Young fella, hour and a half chat. Lisa, hour and a half chat. Your man's like, well done, goodbye. And I'm gone as quickly as I have appeared.
The camera is already moving away from you as you're moving into the shot.
Yeah, yeah. It's already like I'm already being edited out live.
Scott.
Goodbye. Gorgeous Scott, my who? I just ran into a job on what?
He's gone.
And
he's in the taxi. He's in the taxi home.
Taxi, I'm out of here.
When you wake up in the morning.
Oh, did you enjoy that now? The bit is still going.
They're still talking.
I'm just gone. Look at that. They're still talking. But I'm gone. When you get I'm in the pub next door already.
Crying
and ordering a large one. I'm ringing JP.
How'd it go, man?
I think it's pretty well. You know, I think
bring it to on job.
Job on what? Oh, gorgeous. All right. Calvin Harris, Tom Grennan, by your side. This is Today FM. Lads, the flop sweat is real. Calvin Harris, Tom Grennan, by your side. Today FM playing the music you love. My TG Cahir debut way back in 2005, 19 years ago.
You didn't drop the ball, I will say that. There was a lot riding on it, a lot of pressure.
They kept it very tight. I also dropped in on my who there, actually. I think that was improvised. So Conan's on TG Cahir tonight. Can he beat that performance? Unlikely. Unlikely, it has to be said. You know, similarly, broadcasting giant, incredible stature, hugely popular, renowned, beloved, and taking on a language he's not familiar with. We'll see how he gets on. Let me call my... this is my Ross and Arun guy. One second.
Okay.
Ross and Arun's on a 8:30 tonight, by the way. Sulala. It's ringing. This is... Hello, Marion.
Speaking.
Marion Neil Lynchick. She's a series producer of Ross and Arun. Marion, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Ray Foley here on Today FM. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Massive excitement, I'd say, about tonight, about Conan.
Yes, there is huge excitement. We're delighted.
All right. How much Conan do you have? How long is he going? How many minutes of Conan is going to be in the show tonight?
He's in one scene, and it's probably less than a minute, but I hope the audience really enjoy it. There's been huge excitement and a lot of talk about it, so... it'll be broadcast tonight for everybody to see at 8:30 on TG Cahir.
That's the one, Sulala. So what we've seen so far isn't the full extent of it then, Balloons, Agus Sinéad. There's more to it.
There's a little bit more to it,
okay,
yes.
Okay, right, okay, fair enough. We'll have to watch tonight to see the full scene then. How did he get on in terms of the pronunciation? Well, his Gaeilge was brilliant. How did he get on?
His Gaeilge was brilliant. He did really, really well. And, you know, we've a great team here and everybody pulled together and people worked really well with him. We had Kevin Hussey who was going through the words with him. Everything was written out phonetically to make it as easy as possible. And so he would read through that and he made a few little tweaks himself just to make it easier for himself to pronounce the words. But in fairness to him, he did really, really well.
That's interesting because when you say it's written phonetically, because you'd see a lot of, particularly politicians, or even that time the Queen was over, she did you could tell that it was done phonetically. Do you know, it was written out in such a way that they'd be able to deliver it phonetically because, of course, they're reading it. But you can still tell, do you know? But whereas, well, at least going by the couple of bits there that we've seen online, he seems to have been quite, you know, he seems to have put the work in terms of the pronunciation.
He did, yeah, no, it was great. And as I said, he did really, really well. And Kevin was great with him and the other actors that were with him in the scene as well. And we, you know, had the time to just, you know, rehearse it enough and everything. So, yeah, it really worked
polish
out well.
Polish it up, yeah, it's cool. How did it come about? Did they get in touch with G or the other way around?
No, they got in touch with us and they said that he was coming over to Ireland and that he was making a television programme. And as part of that, they had said that he'd love to come to Rathnaroon to have a part on it and to speak the Irish language. And that was really the big draw for him to speak the Irish language. Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly how it came about.
Brilliant. So, of course, everyone's been talking about it since he filmed the scene. Then it's finally going on tonight. How long did you have him for? How long was he on set for?
He was on set for a couple of hours. So we filmed this back in January.
Yeah.
And so he came and he was here for, you know, he was here for a good few hours because he was talking to a lot of people. He was very interested in Rathnaroon and how it all comes about and the crew and everything. So he spoke to a lot of people and he was doing bits for his own program as well, obviously. And so then he came in and we went through the lines with him. Kevin went through the lines with him, and so that was all great. And then we came in on set, and he was fantastic. He was very professional. Everybody, you know, our crew are fantastic. Anyway, they work really, really well with people, and it was great. You know, we obviously had great crack and a lot of laughs and everything like that.
Yeah,
and but we also got the job done.
Yeah, very funny and very off the cuff kind of guy. I listened to his podcast,
absolutely.
And of course, even on the telly or whatever, you see bits and pieces. And that chicken wing thing he did there last week was mind-blowing, mouth-blowing as well, it has to be said.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, like, it would be a different kind of scenario because if he had his own camera crew, I was going to say, does he come with a whole entourage, like agents and managers and handlers and all that? But with the camera crew, it might be a different situation, is it?
Absolutely. No, he came with his own crew. There were two busfuls of people.
Busfuls?
Two. And they came, so he had his own crew with him. So they were literally following him around. They were filming everything we were filming. And so the place was packed. But it was great, and there was a great positive vibe about, and it all worked out really, really well.
That's fantastic. That's lovely to see. In terms of your own day to day, then, how is it? Is it usually? What are we talking about? That was in January, so February, March, April, so 3-4 months. But usually, lead in time before when you film something and it goes on the telly.
It depends. So we film between August and February, and we broadcast between September and mid June.
Okay.
So when we're back filming in August, we have a couple of weeks before we start broadcasting. And then as the season goes on, there's obviously more time between the episodes. So sometimes it's a little bit tight. But when he came in January, we had five or six weeks of filming still left in our schedule. And so the timing was perfect. And we came together, wrote a scene with one of our writers, Oni McDermida, and we were able to incorporate that into one of the episodes that was being filmed that week, but that would have been written way before that.
Right. Have you met the other celeb cameos like Stephen Fry or Daniel O'Donnell as well? Well, like, were you on the show at the time?
I actually directed the scene that Stephen Fry was in. Yeah, so I was actually directing that week. And when he came to Rathnaroon, so I kind of knew what to expect here with the entourage and everything like that, which was great.
Who was your favourite then? Who was your top celeb cameo?
Well, they were all great. I have to say, they were all great. No, but definitely Conan O'Brien was great. And they were all great, in all fairness. You know, it's great. You know, it's great publicity. It's great for the show, and it's great for us to get the chance to showcase all we do here, because we do an awful lot, and we have a fantastic crew that really you know, work so well together. And when opportunities like this come up, it's great to see everybody pull together and really want to see it work out and work out really, really well.
Yeah, it's your chance to shine. And it's not just... It's not just in Ireland they're talking about it. Sure, I just read an article there, the BBC on BBC.com or whatever.
Yes.
They're writing about it as well. Come here, are you looking for any other cameos? Because have a listen to this. This is my first appearance on the telly on Tichy Carr 2005. Have a listen to this now. It's a pretty compelling performance. I'm sure you'd agree. That's it. That's the full extent.
He wasn't the finished article then, now, Mary. It's a bit raw.
I will have two busloads of people with me as well, Mary.
Well, listen, look what we have pulled off with Conan O'Brien. So,
in fairness,
we can do anything.
Yeah, that's it, you see. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know what? I'm a diamond. You gotta sparkle me up. Huge congratulations. We'll be glued to it tonight. 8:30 tonight, our TG Carr. And it's Ross Naroon starring the one and only Conan O'Brien, and the series producer there is Marion Lynchig. Marion, thanks so much for taking the call.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Slán, all the best.
Ray Foley. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!